Today is February 23rd, 2008. My name is Gary Landek. I'm the director of the American Alpine Club Library in Golden, Colorado. And today I am with Jed Williamson, the editor of Accidents in North American Mountaineering, past president of the American Alpine Club from 1992 to 94, and a member of the club for 45 years. And today Jed is going to talk to us about his early days of climbing, how he got involved with it, his experiences with our new honorary president, Bill Putnam, and I will let Jed take it from here.
Thank you, Gary. Well, we said I'd talk a little bit about how I got started in climbing, and that was when I was in college at the University of New Hampshire. I had transferred in there from another institution and signed up for an outing club weekend. The first weekend I was there, I went rock climbing out at Agunquit Beach in Maine, and the outing club was a very active club at University of New Hampshire. So I went climbing just about every weekend in those years that I was there, and I was on the track team and ski team as well, but did quite a bit of climbing. And one winter day, my second year that I was there, I'd come down from Tuckerman Ravine and was in Pinkham Notch for dinner, and it was a pretty small place in those days. And sitting around the table were a number of interesting people, including a fellow named Bill Putnam. And when Bill talks, everybody at the table gets to hear it. So he was talking about his trip that he was going to do into the Northern Selkirks that following summer. And I listened with interest. And at the end of supper, I went up to him and said, I'd like to go on that expedition. And he said, well, I'll think about that. I'll send you an equipment list, and we'll meet in Golden, British Columbia on such and such a date. And I brought my climbing partner with me. And so I was on my first expedition at age about 19 in the Northern Selkirk Mountains for 6 weeks, where we did as much bushwhacking as we did climbing, but in any case, we did some really interesting climbs. And I'd already been to the Tetons in the summer and had done some climbing there. And then two summers later, I was moving to Alaska, so I joined Bill again, along with four others, and we climbed in the Southern Selkirks, Northern Selkirks, and the Bugaboos on my way up north. One of the people who was on both of those expeditions was Ben Ferris. Dr. Ferris was the man who started Accidents in North American Mountaineering, and I'll come back to that. So off to Alaska in 1962, I think it was, and graduate school. And that winter, hatched up a scheme with some friends of mine from the Tetons to do a new route on Mount McKinley. So in the spring of 63, we did the East Buttress on Mount McKinley. The original plan was to spend 25 days on the East Buttress and knock that off, then go to Mount Huntington and knock that off. Well, it took us the full 50 days to do the East Buttress, but anyway. But that cost me because while I was on the mountain, I got a telegram from the Peace Corps saying that I had been accepted to go to Nepal. Would I respond in 48 hours? In those days, no cell phones, no radios. So the short story is I got drafted instead after later that fall in '63. Anyway, I did my 2 years and escaped the various bullets. Immediately afterward, went to work for Outward Bound. And I worked for them for about 10 years before becoming faculty member at University of New Hampshire. And in the interim, was on a few more expeditions, including a rather infamous one the U.S. expedition to the Pamir in 1974, led by Pete Schoening and Bob Craig. And most everybody knows that story. And at that point, I had a four-year-old and a one-year-old. And I've determined that it takes climbers about 6 years to have memory loss, because I didn't go on a major expedition for 6 years. I still did a lot of climbing, but I didn't go on another expedition until 1980, at which point I went to Minnetonka to try to climb that peak by a new route. No Americans had been in there since 1932. But anyway, then, so since that time, I've continued to climb, and I do it at a much different level now, less intense and fewer days. My last 10 years before I retired, I was president of a small college in northern Vermont called Sterling College, and I climbed with my students there and rather enjoyed being in Franconia Notch with the vice president and the dean of the faculty, the three of us. I would be there with our students, and I would say to them, there is not another president, vice president, and dean of faculty who are out climbing with their students today anywhere in the United States. So, but a couple other things. One is that in 1974, Ben Ferris decided that after 25 years, he'd had enough of being editor of Accidents in North American Mountaineering. That particular year, I was elected to the board of directors of the American Alpine Club, and was asked to take over the editorialship of that journal. So I did that. And I was a member of the board until 1998. I served both as president and secretary as well. And that's about enough, I suppose. I don't know, you have any other thoughts?
Thank you, Jed. Something I've noticed about all of you long-timers here at the club, and I was thinking about this at the annual dinner last night, is just the incredibly long histories you have with one another, and the camaraderie you feel, and it's clear to me that you think of each other as really an extended part of your family, or you know, a nuclear family. And I'm really intrigued by how, I guess what I'd like to know is what being with these guys, you know, like last night, for example, what that means to you. And it's obvious that climbing and mountaineering has been a really important part of your life. And I'm just wondering what that means to you on a really core level, these other men and women you've been with, and just the sport in general.
Well, first of all, unlike many young people today, climbing was not the only thing we did with our lives. We all had careers in one form or another. And, you know, I mean, I'm proudest of my work in experiential education and the things I've done with that. But in terms of the people who were in the room, you know, it was a year ago that I was elected honorary member, and I stood up and said, you know, as I look around this room, I really appreciate the friendships that I've had with you over all these years. And I said, I know a lot of you from these meetings, and I know about half of you because you've appeared in Accidents in North American Mountaineering. And no escaping that, you know. But it's true. And, you know, the famous Charlie Houston saying, the brotherhood and sisterhood of the rope. So I have lifelong friends from climbing. And, you know, four of us who were on the expedition in 1963 to Mount McKinley are still close friends. were all involved with the Exum School of American Mountaineering. Three guys that I refer to are owners, and I'm a director, and I've been working with that organization since 1963, really. So it does form a long, lifelong relationship with that is pretty interesting and meaningful. So it's great to be at the meetings. Not so much so for sometimes for spouses, but my wife knows a lot of these people personally too, so that's fun.
Chet, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.